hours?
100.
100, okay. And if we had had a real cold spell and your pipes had gone kaput, you'd say the pipes had
broken
or
burst.
Okay. And
we always say a broken pipe, and that means better get busy.
That's when you really have trouble.
In my room. I'll do that.
That's not too good. Do you remember, or well, I don't know whether you remember or not, but I'll ask you, how you could buy large quantities of flour years ago? You might go to the store and you buy them. How would you buy them?
25-pound bags, 50-pound bags, or for the barrel.
Okay. And how big was a barrel? About how much would it be?
About 55 gallons.
Mm-hmm. Lots of flour. And,
but when you went once a month, you bought a barrel of sugar, you bought a barrel of flour.
What about lard? How would you buy that?
10 gallons.
Mm-hmm. In
a metal container.
Mm-hmm.
But most everybody did not have to buy a lard. They had their own. Mm-hmm. They rendered their own, and mm-hmm. we had crocks we filled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that. And how about molasses? Did anybody buy molasses in large quantities?
Yes. We never bought it other than in gallon cans, but sometimes 5 gallons at a time.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if you were going to pour, say, sugar from one container to another with a real small opening, what would you use to pour?
A funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses, you were in a buggy, and you were driving horses along, and you might use something to hustle them up.
Buggy whip.
Okay. And if you go to the grocery store and you bring groceries home now, what do you bring them home in? What are they?
You bring them in a paper bag.
Okay. What would you have used 50 years ago? Would you ever have anything like that?
No, you would have a... My daddy had what he called a morale.
A what?
A morale.
Uh-huh.
M-O-R-A-L-E.
Uh-huh.
And it is a Mexican term. All these old Mexican people had a little morale, and that's what they used to carry. And it was usually made out of some sort of jute
mm-hmm.
or a tow sack
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to town to get our groceries horseback. And so you had to have a sack, and generally it was a tow sack.
Mm-hmm.
And you tied up, if you had just a few things to get, we'd use a flour sack, because you could tie the top and tie it to the pommel of the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it
now
was
what's
a,
the difference between a morale and a tow sack?
Well, a morale is made of this jute type stuff, and it is cut like a bag and laced on the edge, or it might be made out of deer skin
mm-hmm.
and it had, if it was soft enough material, they'd weave a piece of leather through the top so they could pull it together like a purse string.
Mm-hmm.
If you just had, then maybe they'd make a long one that could be tied on the back of the saddle with the saddle strings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they would sometimes have saddle bags that they put across the back
mm-hmm.
out of leather.
Mm-hmm.
Just you had to sort of be your own judge about what it was you had to bring back.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What would you call the quantity of corn that somebody would take to the mill at one time to have ground?
A bushel.
A bushel. And how about the amount of wood that you could carry?
Well, an armload, or are you talking about a cord of wood?
Well, either one.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Okay.
There we go. All right, now, what do you, in a modern lamp, what is the little thing you screw in to make light?
Bulb.
Okay, a blank.